100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. So let's have us a story. Let's have us a bunch of stories. It's the weekly challenge where I post a topic, you come up with the stories. You've heard of this? Oh, good. Then I don't have to explain anymore. We got stories from Jeffrey, Lizzie, Richard, Tom, John, Serendipity, Muncie, Tura, Norval Joe, and Leanna. Oh, and Planet Z. I don't know what more to say. I've said it. Timmy, you want to come over here?
I'm going to come over here, Timmy. Come here. Come on. Come on. Come here. Come here.
Yes, you're such a good little girl. Yes, you are. Oh, you're so cute.
Okay, enough of that. How about we have some stories?
Good morning. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week, well, whatever the week is, on the topic of normal. My story is called Higher Education. Back in the day, a normal school was essentially a training school for teachers. In the United States, they date back to the 19th century, while Europe has even older examples. These days, many of the normal schools have been transformed into typical universities. You may not even know the background of these schools. UCLA started as one, for example. Lesser known are the country's abnormal schools. These have always been secretive, and that secrecy continues to this day. No one brags about graduating from an abnormal school, no matter how prestigious the institution. And yet, here's something you might not know. Every national politician since the days of Millard Fillmore graduated from one of these schools. It explains a lot. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. A normal day always started with a nice cup of coffee. This wasn't a normal day. When she picked up the cup, the stain of lipstick on the brim glared back at her, a mocking slap on the face. The stupid ass had forgotten to clean the cup right. She walked to the bedroom and looked around carefully. Everything was in its rightful place, except an earring had rolled under the bed. Silver. A loop. Ha, how fitting. She picked up the phone. Go for it. 2 days later, he was found by the river, wearing a shiny silver loop earring. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcock.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my fifth take. So let's get on with it, shall we? This is called Abnormal Norman. Norman was far from normal. Nothing to do with the odd socks with holes in the heels, the plant pot he wore on his head, or the stuffed pet fish he'd take for walks in the park. It wasn't the toasted marshmallows he insisted on for breakfast, or the dinner parties for dogs that he loved to host. And it wasn't his habit of bathing in malt vinegar and chocolate sauce. None of these set him apart. Norman was far from normal, because he was the last king of England, and a perfect example of the folly of inbreeding. Okay, here's my second story in a style that normally I would never do, and now I know why. It's called Snafu. Got up, fell out of bed, got a bruise on my forehead. Made a brew, milk was off. Burned the toast, smoke made me cough. Running late, I lost my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Wrong bus, I ended up lost. Now I'm really counting the cost. When I finally got to work, the boss chewed me out and called me a jerk. Phone rang, it was my wife. Got into a bit of strife. So no fun tonight, it's always the same. What a day, but can't complain. Everyone is just the same. There you go. Perhaps I won't do that again. Goodbye, until next time.
It's Not Normal by John DeCleese. It's not normal for a dog to behave that way, Paul said. You're right, said Ruth. I hope she's not sick, said Paul. I hope it's not rabies, said Ruth with alarm. They backed away. The collie danced around, ran off toward the gate and the fence surrounding the farmhouse, then came bounding back. She barked, ran off again, came back again. I'd take her to the vet, but if it's rabies, I don't dare touch her, said Ruth. The dog did her best, but the humans didn't understand that Timmy had fallen down a well. Thus Timmy drowned.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Echo na na Mer. The tradition of teaching colleges goes back to the 1680s. Jean-Baptiste LaSalle found it in Champagne, France. Given the amount of liquor the average teacher needs to carry on, quite appropriate. The first normal school in America was founded in 1839 by Samuel Hill in Concord, Vermont, not the one with the shot heard around the world. Southern Illinois and UCLA were both normal schools. Normal schools were laboratory schools, providing a model school with model classrooms to teach model teaching practices to its student teachers. Children, teachers, and teachers of teachers were often together in the same building. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Don't try to tell me what's normal. Just because I don't fit into your stereotypical definitions of acceptable behavior and societal standards doesn't mean that I'm wrong, or that you're right. I'm different. Live with it, and if you can't, then keep your mouth shut and stay out of my way. You have no right to tell me how to live my life, simply because I don't happen to obey your arbitrary rules. I don't care that you're a judge, and I'm guilty. I'll still hunt you down when I get out. And my revenge will be far from normal.
Munzee here, and everything is fine, just fine. In fact, you could say things were normalized by Christopher Monroe. This is normal. This has always been normal, and it's the way things have always been. Things have never been any different than this, and when people tell you we cannot allow this to be normalized, you can safely pay them no mind. We can normalize this. And we will. Although there is no need. Because all of this is already perfectly normal, perfectly ordinary, reliable and predictable, and well in keeping with what has gone before, and requires no more thought than that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a story to write. About a party bus. And with that, another story ends, my friends. Until next week. Talk to you then.
Toto Brazzino here, with a story on the subject, normal. Everything adds up to normality, they say. When physicists discovered that solid matter is mostly empty space, people weren't suddenly able to walk through walls. The physicists could even explain why. So why did people turn into zombies when the neuroscientists finally explained consciousness? People read about it, and the lights go out in their head. A fundamentalist militant Buddhism that denies the self is sweeping the world. The zombies get suspicious of the conscious ones, immune to the basilisk. There are lynchings. There's talk of pogroms. Everything may add up to normality, but the calculation could take a long time.
Hello. I'm not Tura Brezoinu. I just wanted to hear how the computer would pronounce it. I'm Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 565 with a prompt of normal. Here is my essay on being normal. I heard one guy say that alternate lifestyles are the new normal. Unfortunately, something alternate can never be considered normal by the very definitions of the words. Normal means the norm. You know, average, the most common. Alternate means not the most common, not the norm. Abnormal. There's nothing wrong with being abnormal. There's nothing wrong with being normal. Alternate lifestyles are the new acceptable. The normal lifestyle is for a man and woman to marry, endure one another for 3 to 10 years, then get divorced. Therefore, any relationship that lasts a lifetime is abnormal. I think that's great. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hey guys, this is Leanna again, barely managing to squeeze my story in before the deadline. For this week's challenge number 565 with the topic of normal, I have the following story titled, The Fine Line. I kicked off my shoes and tossed the weighty purse as the front door closed on the world. The annoyances of another workday already began to melt away, but I was eager to shed everything that reminded me of past hours. Clothes were stripped on the walk towards the bathroom. In the mirror, the mask of me looked tense and distraught. Dragging fake nails over skin, I scratched and tore until the flesh came away, heavy, wet, and sounding of freedom. When the last bit detached, I finally relaxed, feeling normal again after an arduous week of being human.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I like to buy minor league baseball caps. The sillier the team name, mascot, or logo, the better. The normal Illinois baseball team ask their fans to vote on a name, but due to a security flaw on their website, the vote was rigged by hackers. They ran it again with the Corn Belters, the Nuts, the Coal Bears, the Fellers, and the Camelbacks. Eventually, the fans settled on the Corn Belters, and their logo is a confused ear of corn. I added the ball cap store page by bookmarks list for consideration. Maybe I'll buy it someday, but I doubt it.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories. I didn't even say the topic. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of normal. I'm really getting bad about that. You would think after doing this for so long, I would just make it force of habit. Nope. Oh well, that's what keeps it unique and interesting, right? How will I screw up this week? I know how I'll screw up next week. I'll forget to say the topic for next week, which is... Oh, great. I've forgotten already. Let's see. It's a pick two! It's a pick two. So there's a bunch of topics. Go to the site, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, for a full list. Or you just pretend that's a, oh, this was my topic. Sure. Okay. Be a rebel. I don't know what else to say. Click, like, review, blah, blah, blah. All the other podcasts get all wrapped up in that crap. Just whatever. All right. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.